Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Josh Halliman. You are listening to Just Films and That. We have got another new release special for you with another little mini episode. Aren't you lucky? This is the second one we've done after Doctor Strange. It's not always going to be an MCU film. We're not an MCU podcast. I did want to do Elvis. I wanted to do Top Gun. I wanted to do Everything Everywhere All at Once, but I didn't get a chance to get to the cinema because of various boring reasons. So today we're going to be talking about Thor, Love and Thunder. As with Doctor Strange, there will be spoilers in this for the film and potentially other MCU projects as well. If you've not seen the film, I'd suggest you probably see it before you listen to this, because it is a review after all. So a little bit about the plot. Well, following on from Avengers Endgame, Thor is traveling around the universe with the Guardians of the Galaxy. He's doing a little bit of soul searching and trying to find his purpose and find his way in the world, trying to find what it is he feels he should do next. At the same time, you've got Jane Foster, played by Natalie Portman, who is Thor's love interest from the first two films. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and she's searching for a cure. She feels herself drawn to the pieces of Thor's old hammer Mjolnir, which is kept in New Asgard. When she gets to it and touches it, this actually reforms the hammer and turns it into a lady version of Thor with all the same powers, but it might not necessarily be the best treatment for her illness. Then in the background, we've got Christian Bale's villain, who is Gorr, the God Butcher. He was jilted by his own planet's gods, and he seeks revenge on all gods with the help of the mysterious and corrupting Necro Sword, which seems to be infecting him with evil and has chosen him for its own nefarious purposes. That's pretty much all I'm going to tell you about the plot. So let's get stuck in then. What did I like about it? Well, overall, I really, really enjoyed it. I had a great time with this. I've seen a few lukewarm responses, to be honest, and I have to say, each to their own, everyone's got their own opinion, but I don't really understand what you wouldn't enjoy about this film. I mean, first of all, it looks amazing. There's some great shots in this which look like the front cover or a panel of a comic book. It feels very comic booky. There's some scenes you'll have seen in the trailer where they're going around different planets where Gorr's killed different gods, and they see like a big dragon god which is like the size of like a massive building or something. It looks very epic. It feels very epic, and it looks really, really good. It plays with color really well as well. You've got some really colorful scenes, where the costumes are basically neon, and then in one scene you get a really contrasting scene, which you do see a little bit of in the trailer, where we have a big action set piece which is set in the Shadow Realm, which is where Gorr is, and it's one of the most visually stunning scenes I can remember seeing it on the big screen, in a comic book movie. It looks amazing the way it plays with colour. I mean, the cast as well look pretty amazing. Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman must have spent the last couple of years just living and sleeping in the gym, because they are jacked in this. I mean, we are used to seeing a pretty buff, handsome Chris Hemsworth, but fair play to Natalie Portman, because she is jacked in this, and she is every bit his equal, to be honest, in my opinion. One of the things I did enjoy, back to the Shadow Realm scene, was the fact that Gorr can summon these sort of shadow creatures, and it just adds to the visual spectacle, because it feels very Jason and the Argonauts. It feels very stop motion. It feels very Ray Harryhausen, and it's not something I think we've seen before in a comic book film, and I think it looks amazing. That then brings me on to Gorr himself, who looks fantastic. He is one of the best, for me, one of the best, or already one of the best MCU villains. I mean, they use him quite sparingly, but when he is in it, he chews the hell out of every scene he's in. I mean, this is Christian Bale, like you've never seen him before. You know, he's made his name with these sort of big dramas and stuff where he's usually playing real people and he's fat and he's thin and he's buff and he's fat and he's thin, you know, and all that. But he is loving it in this scene. He is absolutely chewing the hell out the scenery. And I think he's brilliant. I think he's one of the finest actors we've got working today, but he's brilliant in this. He's really, really great. And it's funny, actually, because it got me thinking, because I remember, obviously, I've probably mentioned on the pod before, I'm a huge Batman fan, I'm a huge Dark Knight trilogy fan and all that. And I remember when they were making The Dark Knight and the Joker wasn't cast yet, there was all sorts of talk about who should play the Joker and this and that. And I remember reading a forum that said something like, why don't they just cast Christian Bale as the Joker and have him play the Joker and Batman? And I think the guy was joking, but I mean, if this is anything to go by, he'd have absolutely smashed it out of the park because he's brilliant. I mean, he's so wonderfully creepy, and the way he looks, you know, he's got this pure white costume and pure white face, and then he's got yellow eyes and black teeth. He looks like, you know, if you were to draw a villain, almost this is like what you would think of. So yeah, he's brilliant. The visuals are brilliant. So we've covered that. Now let's get on to some elements of the script and the plot in general. I think this film does some really interesting things in its use of themes around things like loss and searching for a purpose and that sort of thing. The film very much in its dialogue has that Taika Waititi shtick around, you know, the way his characters talk and stuff. And the whimsy and the likability he brings to stuff is very much welcome in this film, but I will come back to that a little bit. There are a few people I've seen that say that this film sacrifices substance for comedy. And I have to say, I disagree. I would say that in the first half hour, there's a little bit of, you know, Cork talking the way he talks, and Thor's a big dumb idiot, and they overdo it a little bit with the self-referential stuff. Like, you know, obviously what they've done is gone, this is an absolutely ridiculous idea for a character, so what we'll do is we'll own it and we'll embrace it and we'll poke fun at it. And that's fine, and that works really well, but they overegg the pudding a little bit. But
even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
For me, they get the balance right after the first half an hour when the plot really kicks in, and then the balance shifts, and I think it's great. So they use genre really well in the film as well. There's a lot of stuff in it. There's epic sci-fi and comic book, which you would come to expect, but there's some really interesting use of horror in there as well, just to come back to gore in the way that he moves his powers and that sort of thing. It is quite scary in places, to be honest. If you've got, you know, kids, I'd say under sort of 10, they might find it quite scary in places, but that just added for me as to how much I enjoyed gore as a villain. One of the themes I really enjoyed that they brought into it was this whole idea of inanimate objects almost being characters in the film. So there's a lot in it about Thor having a relationship with Mjolnir and having a relationship with Stormbreaker, and then you've got the Necro Sword as well. And that whole idea really brought a fresh dimension to the character, that idea that Thor, you know, talks to his weapons, and depending on how good their relationship, it depends on how well they work together and all that sort of thing. I thought it was really good. there's some really excellent use of representation in this film as well. I know in the lead up to the film, there was some stuff where they came out and said this film's going to explore particularly Valkyrie's sexuality. And they do that. And it's done really well, I think. It's just, it's quite subtle. They just show it you. They don't need to tell you. So there's a scene in particular with when it comes to representation where they go to a planet which is home of all the sort of top gods, different cultures, gods and stuff. And when it's this amazingly visual scene again, but when you see it, there's all different cultures represented in this scene, all different cultures, gods, alien gods, gods of religions that we know, god of cultures that we know, and that sort of thing. And it's an obvious nod to different cultures of the world. And it's an obvious sort of thing of representation, which I don't, you know, I say it's obvious that that's a bad thing. I think this is how you do representation for me. You know, you don't need to pat yourself on the back and shine a light and go, look, I'm representing different cultures and different things. Aren't I brilliant? Because there's a cynical side of me that says that you're doing that for your own gratification. You're doing that to make yourself look better. You know, if you just do what this film does and just show me, you know, it normalizes it. And I think that's what we need to do. And I enjoyed it all the more for that. I loved it. I did. Okay, so let's move on to talking about things that I perhaps didn't like about the film. And I have to say, you know, that there isn't much. One thing I did take issue with, and this might just be personal taste, and this is a spoiler, so if you're still listening, stop listening now. But at the end, Gore sort of redeems himself. And I'm a bit done with the whole villain redeeming themselves at the end plot line. I think it's okay to keep our villains villainous, you know? I brought this up with my other half on the drive home, and she said, well, what she took from it was that the sword was corrupting Gore and making him evil. And that is hinted at, but I don't think it's obvious enough. I think we need to see more because Gore has clear motivation for doing what he's doing, as well as the fact that the sword is evil. So perhaps the lines are a little bit blurred between how evil he is and how evil the sword is. Or maybe I'm just an idiot. I don't know, but I am a little bit done with the whole villain redeeming themselves coming good at the end. Other than that, as I've already touched on, there's probably a little bit too much of the whimsical Waititi shtick in the dialogue in the first half hour. But they pull it back a little bit for me after the first half an hour. There's some pacing issues as well. I feel like the sort of what feels like two climactic battles split in half by 10 minutes back on Earth at the end. So it feels like they sort of have a battle, go back to Earth for 10 minutes, and then another battle where Thor's on his own. And it's like they go back to Earth for 10 minutes just to up the stakes a little bit. So there's a little bit jarring, but you know, overall, I have to say, I really, really enjoyed it. It's got some great visual spectacle. It's got some fresh ideas with the world building. And do you know what? It was just 2 hours of fun. I'd really enjoy it. I can't wait to see it again when it comes out. And yeah, check it out. Plus, if you like Guns N' Roses, then this is definitely film for you because they must have made a lot of money on the royalties from this. But yeah, really enjoyed it. And as with anything, get out and see it and make up your own mind because it's probably worth checking out. Anyway, we'll be back with another episode when there's another release to talk about. Other than that, we'll have our regular episodes every Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening, and it's goodbye from me. Cheerio!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.